You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So to that point, what is something that you have heard, and I don't mean like in the whispers of Eagles Nation, but like a general report or rumor that's out there that you just simply cannot believe? That you, no, not buying it, no way, no how, sorry, BLG's not in.
So I came up with something, and it's related to the Eagles because, of course, it is. Derek Gunn, very credible reporter here in Philly. Doesn't even have an outlet right now, but he should because he's used to work for NBC Sports Philly. Just great, really plugged in. He gets a lot of scoops. So this is like legit info when I hear it from him. Although I think the thing with draft rumors in general is it's just like hard to know what to make of them because there's so many different agendas. And also like no one knows. You know what I mean? Like, things change when teams are on the clock and there's a trade offer here. Like you can't just say like this thing is going to happen because there's so many variables that you just can't account for. But with that said, Derek Gunn said the Eagles will likely take a cornerback or a receiver at number 12 if they stay put. And I can't believe that, even though you see 32 out of 34 mocks that I did for a Eagles mock draft roundup for Bleeding Green Nation over the weekend, RJ, 32 of the 34 having wide receiver or cornerback. Like, I can't believe that. And this is why. Howie Roseman has gone offensive line or defensive line with 7 out of the 9 first round picks he's made. Carson Wentz was another one, and then Jalen Reagor was another one last year. Is he really going to go like wide receiver for 2 years in a row? Like, I think offensive line / defensive line is not being talked about enough for the Eagles at number 12.
I mean, so neither of the tackles are going to be this. You think he's taking a guard?
It could be a tackle, overall? Though. I mean, it could be Slater if you believe in him. You could also be talking about Elijah Vera Tucker.
That's true. Do you think Howie Roseman is in the position where he should just be doing things that he's been doing forever? I mean,
but it's not a swing for the fences move as much as it's just like, all right, just let me, let's hit a double here. Like, let's at least do that. You know, logically, they should pick a receiver or a cornerback because biggest positions of need. And I also think it's not only about need. I think that's where the talent lines up with, depending how the board shakes out. There are like realistic scenarios where top 3 wide receivers are gone. Top 2 cornerbacks are gone by number 12. And there is talk that the Eagles actually might even trade up again, which is like,
that would be so amazing, honestly.
I think it actually makes sense if it's only like up to 9. And I think 9 is a really interesting spot because let's say the Panthers trade down, like the Patriots move up for a quarterback, or the Bears or Washington football team moves up for a quarterback at that number 8 spot. And all of a sudden the Broncos are there and we're like, well, we kind of would have preferred a quarterback there, or we would have taken one, but now that guy isn't there. And let's drop back because the Eagles are coming calling and they're giving us a third. And we can probably just take a cornerback, which I'm guessing they might go with, or Parsons maybe at number 12 instead of number 9. So I think it's plausible. And I think the cost, it'd be interesting because obviously they were at 6. It's like, why were they moving back to 12 to then go up again? But like the math of it could work out because they picked up extra first round picks and they have 2/3 this year. They could take one of those thirds from the draft pick value chart perspective and package that with 12. And that is like the value of getting up from number 12 to number 9.
So I think this is a really interesting year for the NFC East, which is why, again, we're launching the NFC East mixtape. But specifically because as it currently stands, the Cowboys pick at 10, the Giants pick at 11, and the Eagles pick at 12. And so like if you believe in division rivals like hating one another and wanting to like jump one another, it is noteworthy that Denver is at 9. And so like, the most heavily mocked player to the Cowboys has been Alabama corner Patrick Surtain. And so if the Eagles really value him as the top corner in the draft, like a lot of people do, then maybe it is a factor of like, okay, Denver's willing to move. Let's jump up there. We'll take him. And the Cowboys don't get him. It's a win-win in a number of different ways.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.